Connected to CNN Network.
W8FU.
K8RUH.
You are in town. Network.
I am home. Back to reality, on my way into the office.
There you go. Well, I guess that sucks, but how was the vacay?
It was great. Super duper hot, but we had, we were 6 days, no rain, and a lot of pool time, a lot of beach time, and that was that. It was awesome.
Yeah, very good. Myrtle Beach, right?
Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Okay, I don't know why I thought Myrtle Beach. Oh, well. But down that way, anyhow. Well, very good. Good weather. And I guess hot's good if you just want to lounge around the pool.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it was a few days it was so hot that we went to the pool in the morning and in the evening and found other stuff to do during the day because it was so hot and it was just exhausting to be in the heat. But it was great. It was good to get away, good to be on the beach, eat lots of seafood. It was a good time.
Very good. So you gotta go in for today, and I imagine you're gonna go in tomorrow. I know you're normally. Are you gonna work from home tomorrow as usual?
My intent is to work from home tomorrow. Now, reality versus intent might be two different things, but we'll see. I think I'll be able to get enough done of the in-person stuff that I can do my normal routine, work from home on Fridays.
Well, there you go. We'll be rooting for you. So, nothing here, just the same old grind. And we had that training last weekend, which was interesting. Now we have to, now begins the hard part. Getting certified and all of it. So we're talking about that a little bit. Wonder if Tim's out here, in fact. Heard him having a conversation over in DMR last night regarding all this. But, yeah, all good.
Well, he must not be out here. Left him a little room, but... Yeah, I'm interested to hear what people have to say about that class, and it sounded like the real work starts now in that there's a robust task book that has to be addressed, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, they give you 6 months to get it started, and then once it's started, you have 2 years to complete it, so... So, you know, as much as 2.5 years to get the task book completed to be state certified and all bona fide legit. Yeah. Although you're legit without the task book, just you can't deploy really outside of your own county. So with the state certification, you can deploy just about anywhere that they have a need. Look who decided to come home from vacation.
I'll be right back.
Okay, you'll be back. Is that Dakota? I forgot Anthony's quick draw on a draw. Good morning. What's got you out and about this early?
I've got some business I need to tend to and get to a certain place before other business commences. So just... getting some gas at Sam's Club or Costco or somewhere, and then heading into an office and then starting my day.
Man, the grind.
So you don't have to do that all that often.
No, it's rare that I gotta leave for my stuff. I mean, it's even kind of rare that I gotta leave for the other stuff. But yeah, I mean, every day is pretty much a 12-hour day, so I'm kind of used to it at this point.
Oh yeah, I know. When I was during COVID, when we were working from home, not at the beginning. At the beginning, it was weird finding enough stuff to do. Because everything was shut down, nobody knew how to act. But as things started to get back to normal and we were still in shutdown, lockdown, I was working more than my 7.5. We do 7.5. And working from home, it was never that simple.
It's very easy to lose track of time at home. I was telling my wife yesterday when she got home, I was like, I sat at my desk from 6:30 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night, albeit, you know, some stuff was like me playing video games or screwing around, but majority of it was working, and I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I'm going to die. I cannot spend 12 to 13 hours a day sitting at this desk.
Well, people do it. They don't die, but it causes all sorts of other issues.
Now that the weather's finally cool up, it's going to inspire me to slack off a bit more here and take some time for myself. But I've just been, you know, my day job has just been so busy, just dumb stuff constantly, so it's been hard to break away from it. But I'm kind of at that point where I just don't care anymore.
Cracks me up every time I go past one of these new Corvettes. What are they up to now? Generation 7? C7? I don't know, every C8, I don't know. Every time I go buy one, it's some gray hair old man. Young man's car. Never driven by a young man.
Because most young men can't afford those things.
This is true. All right, I am pulling into Big Apple. I'm going to get myself a Big Apple bagel this morning. One of the melted Swiss cheese ones. Be bad. I'll be back in a few minutes. Maybe Anthony will be back. W8FU.
Enjoy that. It sounds delicious. NADBF.
K8RUH.
Well, how was your trip?
My trip was good. Good, good, good. And sorry I stepped on you there. Sometimes in these morning roundtables, if I don't jump in when I have to get out and pump gas or something, it could be 5 minutes before I could be sitting in the truck for 5 minutes listening before I could tell anybody what's going on. So, yeah, man, the trip was great. It was super hot. Ton of time on the beach, by the pool, and just relaxing. So it was great.
I know how it goes. I was just giving you a hard time, and good. I was just telling my wife last night, I'm like, we need a trip. We need a vacation. I don't care if it's literally just go a couple hours away and stay in a hotel. I'm ready for a break.
Well, here's what I can tell you from what I just experienced, my takeaways, if you will. One, I know you've talked about getting a Costco membership. If you guys are actually going to travel, like, out of the state, look on the Costco travel website, and there's always great deals on there. I've used Costco travel for 2 trips now, and it's been very affordable. The other thing is if you're not going to do it that way, an Airbnb or VRBO is the way to go. Especially then you can have a kitchen. You can only go out to eat when you want to, not because you have to. But yeah, man, you need to get away. You guys never get away. All your hunting is local. All of your hanging is local. you did that. I think the only time you've done any traveling since I've known you is when you guys went Father's Day weekend. You guys need to get out of town, get those kids on a beach or something.
You're preaching to the choir. I've got a Costco and a Sam's Club. I'm actually going to probably Sam's this morning for gas, but yeah, my whole thing is I just don't want to fly. I hate flying. I hate airports. I just, not because I hate flying, I just hate people, and I don't want to bring the kids to an airport yet. That would be just a nightmare, so anywhere we can drive to. I told my wife, I'm like, I don't care if we go north again, like just something. Just something where I'm disconnected from work.
Yeah, I get that. You know, part of the problem is it's so overpriced to go up north or anywhere in the state of Michigan that sometimes you can fly places for the same price or less than it would cost to stay in Michigan and have a hotel or a VRBO or whatever it might be. It's just, it's astronomical what people get for to stay in Michigan. It's crazy.
Oh, easily. It was like $1,500 for us to spend two nights up in Everett at an Airbnb. Granted, it was nice, but it was no $1,500 freaking cabin. And, I mean, that included shooting sporting clays, too, which in my opinion was worth every penny. That was the coolest course I ever shot. But, yeah, I was like, this is ridiculous, man. It makes me wish I had my camper still, because then you spend $50 for a campsite and you're done.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't know, like, if you don't want to fly, it probably doesn't make sense, but that Costco travel makes things pretty affordable. The other thing is, man, you can drive to the East Coast. I don't know, your kids probably haven't been in a car that long, but drive to the East Coast and go to the ocean, and it's awesome. Or we did, we drove down to Destin, Florida a couple years ago at spring break. It's, you know, I think it's a 14-hour drive, but with gas stops and everything, you can hammer straight through in 16 hours if you wanted to.
I've done both those drives. It's been a long time, but driving up to the East Coast was kind of cool, going through the mountains and stuff, but I don't know. It's really nowhere out there that I'm like, yeah, let's go there. You know, you catch my drift on that whole deal, and kids are definitely not going to make it a 16-hour drive to Florida, so I got a few more years. That's why we're just trying to say, you know, 2-3 hours is what they can handle.
Yep, I get it. Yeah, man, but if you look at a map and go, even call it 4 hours, and draw a circle from your house, man, there's a lot of stuff within 4 hours, a lot of cool stuff within 4 hours, so you know, don't sell it short. You guys will be able to find awesome stuff to do.
Just patiently waiting for my wife to find a new job, and then we can start dealing some stuff here, because her schedule sucks. Like, she works this weekend. So, I'm ready to burn PTO whenever. I put enough time in Monday through Sunday for anyone I've ever worked for. I'm like, I'm out. I don't care.
Yep, I get that. Hey, are you going to be around on Saturday? Are you going to be home?
Yeah, any plans of leaving? What's up?
Well, I got to drop my daughter's going to go camping with my parents in Metamora. And if I have time, I may shoot you a text and on my way back, swing by and grab a couple of those 75-50s and be able to play with them.
Are they going Hadley, Metamora, or which campground?
Yep, the state campground there, the Hadley, Metamora.
I mean, if you're taking 69, which is what I would take to get there, to 24, or I guess you're probably going to take 70. No, I don't know how you'd get there. From you? I would, yeah. I mean, either way, you're driving past my house. I'm like 25 minutes from there.
Yeah, to get there I would take 75, but I could always take the other way back.
Yeah, 69 across is a nice drive.
Oh, well, I'll let you know. Hopefully it'll work out and we can link up and I can grab those. I was just thinking the other... I think I have something else I have to give you, but I can't remember what it is. So I'm sure I'll think of it by then.
That I don't know, but yeah, let me know. I'll be around. I don't really have any plans. It's like we were just talking about, I have all the kids, so taking them out of the house is usually not my first choice.
I get that. Hey, I just pulled up at the office here. I will, I'll catch up with you later today or tomorrow, I'm sure. I'll let you know what's going on Saturday. It'll be late morning, early afternoon, most likely.
All right, man. Sounds good. Just let me know. N8DBF.
Hey, one more thing. What's that archery shop out there that you were telling me? There's that Eastern something.
EWO, Eastern Woods Outdoors. That place is phenomenal.
Where's that? I may look at it, see where it's at in comparison to where I'm going to be. I got a... I want a new Target pretty badly, so I was trying to get to Sunrise, but it's in Fenton, and it's, like, almost impossible for me to have a reason to go out there. So I think this place is going to be much closer to where I'm going to be, so I'll check it out.
I heard you in there, Sean. It is just north of Lapeer. So you basically just burn 24 until you run into it. And I used to go there when I lived in Armada. It's worth the drive.
Well, I'll talk to you later. KE8RUH. Have a good day, everyone.
Later. Later, Anthony.
Is it strictly archery or they have other stuff?
It's a really high-end outfitter that emphasizes on archery and saddle hunting, but they do carry some guns. Like, they've got a lot of really cool wheel guns that I was actually tempted to go there yesterday and look at. They've got 350s, 450s, they've got a couple pistols in there. They're not a huge, this was a couple years ago, so from what I recall, he was expanding that, but... I don't want to say it's a boutique, but it's the upper end of all the gear.
Oh, I like that. Hold on, let me order a coffee here. All right, I'm being good today. Just getting a medium dark roast from Timmy's.
I know I ran out of the house this morning and didn't have any coffee, so I got to figure out what I'm going to do. But yeah, if you're into the finer things, I would. It's nowhere near you, but if you want to go for a drive one day, it's worth the drive.
All right, sorry about that. I was doing the Apple dance.
What's that, paying with your phone?
Yeah, I know everybody loves the iPhone, but God, is it annoying. It's like... You got to double bump the button, then you got to Face ID, and then you got to put it back, and you're playing this dance. It's such a pain in the ass. I've never had these problems with Android.
I'm pretty sure you can turn off Face ID for the tap to pay. And then I was thinking about that the other day, because I wear a Garmin now. I don't wear an Apple Watch anymore, but that's the only thing that I truly, truly miss. My Apple Watch, I would double-click the side button, and it was my credit card. And no Face ID, no PIN code, no nothing.
Yeah, in order to bring up the wallet, I had to Face ID unlock it. But once the wallet was up, I was free to, pay. Now, I will admit, there's been a couple of times where I was too close to the scanner, and I was scrolling through which card I was going to use, and it picked them. It went ahead and charged it before I, you know, so that was annoying. It only happened once or twice, but, and, you know, that could be troublesome. But, no, there's been several things. Like the other day, you know, somebody said they were trying to call me, and it kept going to voicemail. And somehow the thing just put itself in do not disturb. I never get it. So I don't know, did I hit some secret squirrel, you know, backdoor way to put it in do not disturb mode? I don't know. But, you know, that sucks. And there's just all sorts of little annoyances with this thing. Can't use it as an MFC tag. You can read MFC, but you can't use it as one. That's annoying as hell for something I need to do. Just a lot of annoyances.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
They are not for the tinker, that's for sure. This is what you get. Out of the box, I don't think there's any shortcuts for Do Not Disturb. I know if you swipe down from the right top screen, there's the control center. You might have inadvertently done something there. You can program two different functions on if you tap the back of the phone, which are not on by default either. So you can do something with that if you ever want to get crazy. You can set up shortcuts. I mean, there's a lot you can do, but you have to do it the way Apple wants you to do it, which coming from Android, I can relate to that 100% because Android is kind of just out of the box, do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it, you know. It's just annoying. And I found that I can pretty much do everything I need to do. You know, some of the things might not be related to Apple at all. I was trying to find some things in the Apple store that I had on my Android that I can't find on the Apple store. And they're not apps or anything that aren't written for Apple. They're, like, there's a thing called the NiFog. It's just a document. There's a PDF version of it. And you can get the PDF version or you can get the app, you know, where it just lets you page through pretty much the PDF. And I had that on all my previous devices, but I noticed I couldn't find it. But I come to find out that might have been removed from the App Store. It's not available at all anywhere. Like, it's not an iPhone thing or an Apple Store thing.
I've never heard of it, but if you're looking for a PDF reader, I think there's a built-in one in the iPhone, isn't there?
Yeah, no, it's a document that's in PDF format, and that I've got it like that. And but there was an app where the book was, you know, completely formatted. You go chapter and searching through it and stuff. It was an app version of a PDF document, basically, and it was a little bit more convenient than the just having the PDF. That's all. The PDF's fine.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. So it's not just a reader. It's how it was actually formatted. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really peruse the App Store anymore. I used to, and now I'm kind of just stuck in my ways of this is what I do on my phone. And I kind of got my wife to this realization, too, because I got her set up with monitors and a dock and all that stuff. And, like, she used to do everything on her phone. And I'm like, I don't know how you do that. It drives me insane. Like, I cannot do stuff. I can't research stuff on my phone. I can't shop on my phone. And then she kind of came to the realization the other day. She goes, oh, my God, it's so much easier to do stuff on a computer. That's kind of where I'm at. I'd rather just, you know, if I got to do something, it's going to take me less time to just jump on my computer than it is to try to do it on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday I was at the 2.6. It was down, and I needed to get in there and look at the, I didn't have my computer with me, and I had to look at something. And I mean, I knew it with the phone, but God, I hate it. So I almost ran back out to the car where I had my, no, I didn't have my computer with me. I dumped the coffee into my
brand new Mac.
No way. Did it fry it?
Well, not at all. I immediately flipped it over. I don't think anything got in. I mean, if any did, very, very little. And it seems to be fine, but I left it upside down at work just in case there was any last little droplets or anything like that that I couldn't see. Honestly, I was trying to take it apart, but I couldn't figure out how to get it apart to kind of get to the keyboard and kind of look if anything got under the keys, but I gave up. I couldn't figure out how to get it apart. I was afraid I was going to break it.
Yeah, they've got those things built tight. I got a buddy who's got three of them that need batteries, and I'm like, dude, I'll give it a go, but I've never really screwed around with these just because I know how Apple does crap. I mean, I remember changing a screen on an iPhone back in the day, and I was like, Jesus, this is crazy. I hate when school buses pull over with the yellow flashers, you know, and then they never put the red on or throw out the stop sign. It's like, what are you supposed to do? What if they throw it out while I'm passing? They're baiting you. Or something. But, yeah, anyhow, when I get to work this morning, I'll check the MacBook out. I think it's okay, but I don't know. You just got to dump the coffee right into it. I don't know how it's how I got lucky, but seems like I did. I did flip it over immediately, so I don't know that there was any time for anything to migrate very far. I don't know. That seems overly optimistic. All right, I'm pulling up here at work. I'm gonna get parked and get inside. After yours, W8FU.
You for sure got lucky. I don't think those have the water drains like a lot of the Windows stuff does. But, all right, well, good catching up with you this morning, and I'll talk to you later. 10-8, BDF.
Connected.
Hey, Bitlin. On your way in?
Yep. Just dropped the kids off and headed down now.
What, they go to year-round school?
No, I had to drop him off to the
X-Way. Ah, okay. Well, because I know my son's stepdaughter has year-round. I think she's supposed to be starting next week, I think, maybe? Or the following week? Something like that.
Yeah, I start end of August, so you're up in Marquette, went to the Meyer, and they had the back to school stuff out already. Kids are like, back to school already?
Oh, yeah, I hated those days when I was a kid. Everything near the end of July, beginning of August, back to school. At least I remember. I mean, I could be wrong. It was the kids. Yeah, when our kids were little, everything was back to school. It's the best time to get pencils, notebooks, crayons. You know, it's all like a quarter or a dollar.
Yeah, it's, when I was a kid, it seemed like summer break was forever. But as an adult, it's like, man, that's over no time.
Yep, I hear you. It's like, days just go faster and faster as you get older and older. And I remember when we got out of school, it was like 1 week before the first day of summer, and we went back the day after Labor Day.
Yeah, they get out mid-June, and then they give us two one-week periods for over-summification to have them for 7 days in a row, and it's like the time she has one, I have one, and then, you know, kind of space them out a little bit. It's like, by the time we do that, it's like, man, there's no more days left.
Oh, yeah, it gets crazy. But, you know, sometimes we were excited about the first couple of days of school because we got to show off new sneakers, new jeans, you know, or new traffic keepers, you know, things like that. Of course, then it all fell apart, you know, within the first few weeks of school. And we didn't have days off like they do now. We had Christmas break off. We had, you know, Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving. And, you know, Christmas Eve, you know, from a day before Christmas Eve till it's January 2nd. And once in a blue moon, we get days off for snow days, but that was a rare occasion.
Definitely get their days. For Thanksgiving, and then 2 weeks for Christmas and New Year's, and midwinter break, and then the spring break. They definitely get the breaks and all the little development days in between.
Oh, yeah, the teacher and service days. Hey, you got DMR on you, or are you just strictly VHF, UHFA? Over here on Richmond. That's crazy.
Yeah, I figured I'd try you out here because I lost you on DMR.
Yeah, I was there and then I wasn't there. And then I had you and then I lost you. I was watching the signal loop jump up and down.
Yeah, and, searching for a new tower?
Yeah, it went from Mount Clement and it bounced over to 15 town, Mayville, I think. Now it says Burt and Milford.
Yeah, we're... So you're cutting across 69?
Yeah, across 69. Just got into Lapeer County.
Where are you up to today?
Got to go to Midland, put up another camera, and then from Midland, got to go to Saginaw and replace the board.
Starting off in Midland and working your way back home.
Yeah, we try to do that. Try to start out west and then work our way back. Unless something changes it, and then we'll start Saginaw or wherever else and then go to a Grand Rapids. And the other day, or Monday, I went to Saginaw and I went to Grand Rapids. And then I went to Allegan.
Working your way out.
Yeah, but if I get done early enough, I got a friend that lives in Saranac, which is between Lansing and Grand Rapids. I'm going to pop over to see her and her kid. 6 fix any issues in our apartment and take off home.
Well, there you go. Make a pit stop.
Yeah, make a pit stop there, hang out there for about an hour. Take care of it. Get on home. Get home about the same time my wife gets home from her job. She's been in, you know, I've known her for like 30-some years. So she's medically retired and 5 years younger than me.
So I'll
stay 7-3, ABA. Alright, enjoy the day. Talk to you later. Send me a drink. Keep you.
You're connected to CMN Network.
N-A-W-R-O, W-A-F-U.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hey, stand by here for a second. I want to do a check. I had something programmed in my radio I thought was wrong, but it doesn't look like it was wrong, and I just need to check it.
Copy that. Standing by. N-A-W-R-O.
Okay, I take it you didn't hear me.
I did not. Silence, other than just now.
I can't figure this out. I just checked the programming. Everything's right, but yet when I go to the channel in question on my radio, it sees something up. But it doesn't keys what I think it keys up.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I didn't hear anything, but then again, I wasn't watching the dashboard. I could keep an eye on the dashboard. I assume you're doing Warren, right?
No, I'm trying the TJ's machine. I'm keying something up, but it's... And it shows it's connected, but yet I'm not hearing it.
Okay, I tuned in the ump in case somehow, some way. Yeah, I don't think the ump's lighting up. We're connected, right?
Maybe not. Maybe not. Hold on, let me go to UMP. Okay, I'm on UMP now. Are you hearing me on FBI?
Yeah, I got you. I just had the volume down. So on the UMP. So you're definitely on the UMP and the Richmond, but I'm not hearing you on TJ's.
Okay, can you hear TJ's machine from up there?
Heck, I'm not even sure I have it programmed in here. Let me check.
And I see I have a program to one of my reviews. Give me a minute and I'll turn it in.
Thanks, Cliff. You'd be quicker than I would.
All right. I've got it tuned in. I will see if anything comes in.
Well, I just keyed up on it, the account, but didn't hear it here.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, I heard you on it. I had Detroit tuned in, and I heard you loud and clear.
I did not hear you up in Richmond, Sean.
All right. I'm having more trouble with this than I should be. I just, he must not be connected up to CMN. I'll have to take a look. All right. I'm going to get out of here. I've been wasting enough time with this. W8FU.
All right, Sean. N8WRO. Hey, Cliff, just for grins, you're transmitting on Detroit, right?
I can be. Give me a second. Just got one. Anything, Tim? I just threw out my call sign testing and did a double count.
Negative, just like Sean, so something is up. I think we proved it. So, all right. Well, thanks for the assist. I appreciate it. N8WRO.
Anytime, gentlemen. N8CAF.
K-E-A-W-U-O. K-E-A-W-U-O.
You're connected to CMN Network.
N8DBF.
Morning, Dakota.
W.S. Morning. What are you doing?
Trying to figure out what... where I want to go in the state today.
One of those days where there's just too many choices?
Exactly. It's like, huh, where do I want to end up?
It's a multiple stop kind of day.
Yeah, but I'm either going northeast, northwest, or south, and it's like...
And you're Fenton, right?
Grand Blanc, but yeah.
See, for me, I always choose the northern routes because it seems to be the easier driving, but depends on how far north you got to go. I got to take this one sec, NADDF.
W.
Just dealing with Spectrum.
I had a telemarker about 5 seconds before you threw your call out. He really wanted to talk to me. He wouldn't say who he was with or, you know. Said his name was Baby Wavy and then hung up.
That's a little odd. This wasn't a telemarker. This is actually me sending Spectrum to one of my sites to figure out what's going on with their signal. And come to find out, I need a contract, a company called Protect to run the new line from a clean tap that they have in the facility. So why I have to do that when it's their garbage, I don't know.
Is it MDU or a multi-dwelling facility? I've seen that happen there. And I just had another one. As soon as I said, you know, the thing is, they just hung right up.
Yeah, it's a multi-suite medical facility, so I'm sure that's why.
Yeah, I've seen them where they'll drop it just to the D-mark, but then they won't cross. Unless there's a clear path that you, that's, yeah.
No, it makes sense. It's just frustrating that they can't just put a D-mark in each suite so everyone can have their own service or a proper telco room with conduit going to each suite, but whatever.
Well, that would be too easy now. Stop.
meanwhile, they've got these companies paying, you know, $300 plus a month for phones and internet, and they're getting about 60 meg down and about 100 millisecond latency because it's a shared tap of garbage signal.
Yeah, I have that with my one Hastings location. They put a whole fresh drop in, but it because there's an apartment complex next door, it every couple weeks it'll lose sync and then get kicked off and move to another node, I think. You know, it loses its downstream channels. And like, I still get my 60 meg upload, but like 10 meg download. And then I have to go power cycle the modem. I put a PDU on it just so that I could trigger it remotely. Just so it will retrain the modem. But, you know, every time you call them, they're like, it's fine. Got signal.
Sounds like every single ISP or vendor that I have to deal with where they just don't know what's going on. I have a customer that has Telnet phones, and they can't tell me exactly what ports they need to be forwarded or opened on the firewall, and there's all kinds of latency for incoming calls, so I'll have to, like, right now I have to keep alive on the phone set to like a minute just so their phones work, and they don't know why.
There's a name I haven't heard in forever, Telnet.
The name I wish I never heard again.
Oh, hell, that's probably been 2004? Maybe 5? I can't. I want to say it was early 2000s.
Is it Telnet or is it Telnet Worldwide?
Well, they added the worldwide, and I forgot why. I thought they were the same because they're off. They're in, not self, is it Southfield? I'd have to look it up. I want to say somewhere in off of Southfield. But they used to be called Telnet, then they had to add the worldwide or something to it. Hold on, it might still be in my email. Let me look. Nope, it's before. It was probably, yes, it was early 2000s.
They're terrible. I don't know how they're still holding out. You'd think they would have gotten bought out by one of the bigger guys.
They are. They're a subshoot of some, it's been passed around a few times, but they've kept that brand for some reason. You know, but they're just a reseller. I don't even, well, they were trying to be facilities back when we had stuff with them. I had some PRIs with them. That's what I remember from them, were PRIs. And somebody we knew, I know what it was, our original phone vendor, that's what it was. Now it's coming back to me. So when we bought the Siemens switch, our Siemens phone vendor out of Linden, when we converted from POTS to the first two PRIs I got. So this would have been 2000? Yeah. That's why I remember them.
Alright, so then I think they're a subsidiary of AT&T because this particular client has their phones, which are old polys from like 2010, 2013, and then they have AT&T internet resold by Telnet. And when they had an outage for 48 hours the other day, I had to wait for Telnet to call AT&T.
Yeah, they're a reseller, and they put everything in. Yeah, they put everything in their name, and nothing in the client's name, so the client can't call directly to them. They're the middleman for billing everything, so the circuit and everything is in Telnet's name. AT&T doesn't know who your client is.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm just not a fan of that when I need to manage things or fix things and I can't yell at someone because I have no access to them. So, we're working on getting rid of that. But anyway, I've had another call come in. I'm going to jump up here on the phone anyway, so we'll catch you later. Good luck with the travel.
See ya.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-A-W-